George, thank you very much indeed for reading those words. Well, that reading from the Bible, from the book of Romans this morning, it's a long reading, it's quite a complicated reading, but it's actually one of the most important parts of the whole Bible for helping us understand the good news about Jesus Christ. Now, this is an all-age service, so the way that we're going to approach this really, really important part of the Bible is we're going to play a game. Now, this is a team game. Okay, and there are two teams in this team game. And the way you find out which team you're on is you need to look inside your order of service. And you should find a colored piece of paper. Looks a bit like this if you're not sure what you're looking for. And that tells you which team you're on. There's team A and there's team C. So just if you found your colored bit of paper, just hold it up so that we know which team you're on. Okay, a lot of blues, a lot of team A. Okay. Has anyone not found their piece of paper yet? Okay. All right, okay, you can put your piece of paper down because it looks like everyone is actually on team A. But don't worry, because I think this can still work. I think we can still do this. Look, the game is this. It involves these boxes. I don't know if you can see. Let me get these boxes so they're a little bit more obvious. So we've got some boxes here. Put one over there. Let me get these two boxes over here. I don't know if you may be familiar with this one. There we go. So let me just put them in the right position. There we go. Okay, so the game involves these boxes and putting them on top of each other. And each team, we'll have to work with this, takes it in turn to have a go. That won't be a problem with team A. We'll think about what we do with team C. But I'm just thinking, there's quite a lot of us on team A. They are big boxes. But I think what would work better is if we on team A got a team captain who could then play the game for all of us, okay? I think this is going to work, that we want one person on Team A to represent us. Who could be that person from Team A? You've got to be in Team A, okay? But that's not a problem because we're all in Team A. Okay, well, I've got a few, 1, 2, 3 volunteers. I actually thought I might get a few more volunteers. This is pretty exciting. This is about as exciting as it gets in church on a Sunday morning. Thank you. Got another volunteer. Okay, now, I said this is a game, but this is actually a really, really important game. This is more than just a bit of fun in church on a bank holiday, because it looks like just a game of stacking up boxes on top of, I mean, what's the point of that? But actually, the name of this game is Life with God. Life with God. That's the name of this game. And we need someone who's really good at this game, life with God. Because this person is going to be playing for all of us. Okay? It really matters. Fortunately, though, we have such a person. Will you give a big St. Peter's welcome this morning? Welcome to the Team A team captain. What a splendid looking team captain Team A has for the blue team, of course. Team captain for the Team A. Can I call you Adam?
Yes.
Great. Now, you're really good at this game, Life with God.
I know it. I love it. This is what I've been made for.
Okay. He knows it, he loves it. Adam's been made for this. Excellent. Well, we'll let you get on with it. As you know, Adam, here are the boxes. You've got to stack them up. There's just one rule. You know the rule of the game. You have to enjoy it. Okay? You have to enjoy it. You're getting ready in position. Now, we're going to be really rooting for Adam because Adam is playing this game for all of us. Okay? It's really important that he does well. Okay? So, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Here we go. Adam. Adam. You sort of stopped, Adam.
I'm bored with this game.
You're bored with the game? You're bored with the game. That's why you stopped. Whoa. Okay. Wasn't expecting that. So, you don't want to play this game anymore. That is really, really sad. It's really sad for you, Adam. But more to the point, it's really sad for the whole of Team A, for the whole team. You see, the one rule is that you've got to enjoy playing the game. And you're saying you're bored with it.
I'm not enjoying it.
He's not enjoying it anymore. And that can only mean one thing. It means that Adam is disqualified from playing Life with God. And if you get disqualified from playing Life with God, it means you can never play it again. But worse than that, because Adam here, our team captain, was playing it for all of us, that means that we can never play this game again, Life with God either. Because you got disqualified, we're all disqualified. Adam, I think you better go. I think you better go. So it seems like just a bit of fun in church on a bank holiday, playing the game Life with God, stacking boxes. But it's just a picture of real life, of the real life with God, that like Adam, we were made for. This is what we were made for. That's what our reading from the Bible is talking about. But it's talking about what happened when Adam got bored and he no longer enjoyed playing that game, Life with God. He was the first person in the Bible to do that. Have a look with me back at our reading, because it explains what happened, which we've just kind of seen in verse 12. Have a look with me. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all people because all sinned. And it says much the same thing again. If you look in verse 17 of our reading, for if by the trespass, that's another word for sin, of the one man, death reigned through that one man. And then have a look again. It says it again and again. Have a look at verse 19. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners. What that's saying is that right from the very beginning, Adam was made to enjoy life with God. There was just one rule, enjoy it. But he got bored and he disobeyed God. He wanted to do things differently. He sinned. And because he was, if you like, our team captain, right at the very beginning, because he was living for all of us at the very beginning, when he sinned, we all sinned. That's what the Bible's saying. When he was disqualified, we were all disqualified from life with God. Each one of us has been made to play this game. But now, because of Adam, none of us can. None of us can. We're all disqualified forever. And the Bible's word for that, being disqualified forever, is death. Instead of being with God forever, we will die. Now, a lot of people, when they hear that, and particularly when they hear this bit of the Bible being explained, they think not just that's really sad or that's really bad, they think that's really unfair. That is really unfair. It's unfair because Adam sinned, that we're now made sinners. That's what it says in verse 19. It's unfair, we think, because if we'd had a chance to play the game, to stack the boxes, then if we'd been team captain instead of Adam, we wouldn't have messed it up. We would have got it right and not wrong. And therefore everything would now be okay if only it had been us and not him. Hands up if you think like that. Hands up if you think it's not fair that because Adam sinned, we've all been made sinners. Hands up if you think that, you know, if it was you and not him, you'd have done a much better job. You wouldn't have messed it up. Go on, put your hand up. Okay, let me show you that what we all secretly think inside about ourselves is not true. Okay, that we think we'd do a better job than him, but we wouldn't. Okay, let's have someone else from Team A, so I can prove that we'd make exactly the same mistake. Someone else who can come along. Let me put the boxes back, so I don't want to have any unfair advantage. Okay, there we go, boxes back. Reset. Okay, who would like to have another go to show that they think they can do a better job than Adam? Angus, come on up. Here we go. Let's have a big round of applause for our volunteer. Fantastic. Angus, you've seen the game. You know what to do.
I'm ready to go,
yeah. You reckon you could have a better crack at this than Adam?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, okay. He's pretty confident. That's what we all secretly think anyway. So Angus is no different from us. Okay, here we go. We're going to do 3, 2, 1, and then we're going to root for Angus, okay? 3, 2, 1, go. Angus, 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 Angus. You stopped? I can't believe Angus has stopped. He stopped with the boxes. Why have you stopped, Angus?
I got a bit bored.
He's got bored with life with God. It's exactly the same problem. You're bored with this game. The game that you've been made for, okay? And you thought you could do a better job than Adam, and it turns out you're exactly the same as him.
Yeah.
I think you better go and sit down, Angus. Here we go. Let me put these boxes back down again. See, when we hear about Adam and him getting it wrong and his sin affecting us, we all think that's not fair. We all think, look, I could do a better job. He doesn't represent me. He represents everyone except me. And actually, as we've just seen, that's not true. When we give it our best shot, we end up exactly the same as him. Now, of course, I could easily find somebody who could come up here and stack four boxes on top of each other, and I can see the hands going up. But you see, in the real game of life, if you just give each one of us long enough, we make exactly the same mistake that Adam makes every time. Every time. We think we know better, and it turns out we don't. We get bored, and then we disobey God. And what that means is that when we read in the Bible that Adam got it wrong and he got disqualified, that means he really did represent us. We can't wriggle out of that one. It means that if he got disqualified, everyone on Team Adam, Team A, got disqualified. It's otherwise known as the human race. That's why we're all on Team A. All of Team A is disqualified forever from the one thing that God made us for, life with him. It's an absolute disaster. That's what's being described in the Bible in this reading, an absolute disaster. And the Bible's word for it is death. Have a look again at verse 12. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sinned. We're all in the same boat. We all sinned when Adam, the one man, sinned. But do you remember at the start I said there were two teams? Team A and Team C. But we couldn't find anyone in Team C. But actually, do you know, there is one person in Team C. And fortunately, he is here this morning. So why don't we give a warm St. Peter's welcome to the Team C team captain. Here he is, the Team C team captain.
Hey, everybody. Hiya.
Fantastic. Hiya. Welcome, the team captain from Team C, the only member on Team C, so I guess he is the team captain. And this is Chris. Chris, welcome. It's great to have you with us this morning. We're really glad to see you because, let me just fill you in what's been going on. We're all in Team A, otherwise known as the human race, but Team A is now disqualified from life with God. But Team C, your team, isn't disqualified. And you're here to play the game.
Yeah, that's right. I'm here to play the game. But not just for me. I'm here to play the game for you as well, Reed.
Wow. You can do that, Chris. You can play this game for us, for Team A, even though you're Team C. Even though we're disqualified. Wow, well, that's a bit of a turn up for the books, isn't it? I say, let's give this a go. What do you say? I think this sounds like a really good news. We're going to be rooting for you, Chris. This isn't exactly what we were expecting at all, much better than we were expecting. So if you want to get into position, you know the game.
Yeah, I know the game.
Okay, we're going to give them the 3-2-1 go. We're going to be rooting now for Team C for Chris. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Press. Whoa! Way to go. Fantastic. Way to go, Chris. And Team C, you played the game. And I've got to ask this really important question. You played the game.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the game of life with God?
Yeah, I loved the game. I loved it.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. You didn't break the one rule. There is only one rule of this game, life with God. You've got to enjoy it. And Chris didn't break it, which means he didn't get disqualified at all.
No, and that means that anyone can join my team.
You mean anyone can choose to join Team C and actually be allowed to play this game again? How can you just say that? How could it be possible for people on Team A to join Team C?
Well, it's a gift from God, and it's something called grace.
A gift from God, something called grace. And you know, if you look in your Bibles, Chris is exactly right about that. That's what it says. Have a look with me at verse 15 in our Bible passage that George read for us. Verse 15 says this. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many. Well, have a look again. It says the same thing in verse 17. For if by the trespass, the one man, by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? And actually, the more you look in this Bible passage and all over the Bible, the more it says the same thing over and over again, that God's abundant provision of grace through Jesus Christ, something we weren't expecting at all, something we clearly don't deserve, is what enables people like us, people on Team A, people who've been disqualified, it enables us actually to be right with God again, to have life with Him instead of death. Chris, thank you. You've been a fantastic team captain. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. Why don't we give Chris a great big round of applause to thank him for that. Through one man, we were all disqualified. Through one man, we were all given life. Now, how that fits into the big story of the Bible and why that is such good news for the human race, we're going to see now as we watch a short video presentation. So let me move these boxes out of the way so that we're able to see what's going on.
3, 2, 1. The story of God, the world, and you. 3. God is three persons united in love. In the beginning, there were three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Not three different gods, one God who is an unbreakable unity of three. A triunity, or trinity. The Trinity is not a maths problem or an ancient riddle. It's the good news that God is love. Forever, the Father has loved his Son in the unity of the Spirit. How do we picture this? Well, the Son of God is the image of God. He gives us our window onto God's life. So, for instance, picture his baptism. There we see the Holy Spirit descending on him while the Father declares, "You are my Son who I love, with you I am well pleased." That's a snapshot of God's eternal life. The Father has always been loving his Son with the joy of the Holy Spirit. But this love was too good to keep to themselves. The God of love wants to share. And so the Father made a world through his Son and by his Spirit because he wants billions more children to join the family. You and I were made to hear his verdict. You are my child who I love. With you, I am well pleased. The meaning of life is to find our place in the three. 2. The world is shaped by two representatives. God placed one representative, Adam, at the head of the human race to bless it and care for it. But through mistrust, Adam turned from God, turned in on himself, and plunged the world into death and curse. It was a cosmic fall from grace. Now we all share in this broken humanity, and we feel the curse of this broken world. The human race is like a Christmas tree that's been cut down and wrenched from its natural habitat. We might dress ourselves up in fancy decorations, we might perform all sorts of good deeds, but we're perishing. We have no spiritual life in us, and we're headed for the rubbish dump. The race of Adam stands under God's condemnation. God has pronounced an eternal no to that way of life, because he wants something very different for us. He wants us all to find true life in a second Adam, Jesus Christ. At Christmas, Jesus came as a man. He entered into our broken world and took up our lost cause. Like a champion who wins the contest for us, Jesus stepped into our shoes and lived the perfect life we could never live. Then on the cross, he died the cursed death that we should die. He summed up Adam's nature and curse and took it down to the hellish death it deserves. But 3 days later, he rose again to a new life beyond death and curse. And he invites us into his life and into his family. 1. You are one with Adam. Will you be one with Jesus? The human condition is Adam's condition. As chips off the old block, we share in his selfishness, his death, his disconnection from God. One with Adam, we have no life in ourselves and no hope for the future. But Jesus comes to offer a stunning oneness with himself. Like with the Christmas tree, we can be snipped out of the Adam tree and grafted into the Christ tree. Or think of another picture of oneness. We can be one with Jesus, like in a marriage. Imagine a marriage between a prince and a pauper. She's filthy and poor, with a shameful name and a hopeless future. Yet the prince loves her and offers himself to her in marriage. As soon as they're united, what happens? He takes all her debts. She gets all his riches. He covers over her shameful name and gives her his name. She's invited into his life, his family, his inheritance. Through her prince, she can call the king daddy. And all because of their marriage union. It's just like that with Jesus. If we receive him, all that is ours, our sin and curse, becomes his. He pays it all off on the cross. And all that is his righteousness and inheritance, becomes ours. If we're one with Jesus, right now we're adopted into the family. We have His Spirit as our Spirit. We have His Father as our Father. We belong to His brothers and sisters in the church. We call on the same Father and hear His love spoken to us. You are my child who I love. With you, I am well pleased. These are our privileges now, and when Christ returns, we will also share in His physical, immortal life. He will raise us bodily and set the world to rights. On that day, God will judge the world, forever confirming His no to Adam and His yes to Christ. You are one with Adam, but there's no future in that life. And with arms outstretched, Jesus makes a proposal. He offers you Himself, His very life, His family, His future. He's yours if you'll have Him. Be one with Jesus. The three invite you in. The two determine the world. Will you be one with the Son of God?
Being one with Jesus Christ, joining Team C, brings us back to life with God.